Rowan Dennis has won a bronze medal in the individual time trial yesterday. Tim, we've been watching the Olympics with so much interest and pride. This was a performance for the ages as well. Some of the oppressive nature of the conditions that these athletes are performing in, well, it was there for all to see yesterday. And Rowan prevailed, and it was a fantastic result. And he's got a couple of minutes for us this morning. Welcome, Rowan.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can't imagine how you pulled up. It was the most taxing of rides yesterday. Well done. How are you feeling today?
I'm a little bit hungover, not from alcohol, but the feeling is you're a little bit hungover, to be honest with you. I haven't slept much. You get a bit of a buzz and, you're just lying in bed wide-eyed and you can't really sleep too well.
Do you just play the race over in your head after a performance like that, Rowan?
No, not at all. I don't want to live it one more second. other things going through your head about all your other stuff in life that you haven't probably paid much attention to, and now that comes to the fore of your thoughts.
How grueling were those conditions? We saw you cross the line. You looked absolutely spent. All the other riders looked absolutely spent too when they crossed the line. Was that a tough course?
Yeah, like the first lap was okay, but then the second lap, the humidity, and luckily it wasn't 35 degrees. It was mild for Tokyo, and it just drains you. So your body just has lacks that energy and it overheats, and by the time you get three quarters of the way through, you're just on your hands and knees. So other than Primoz, who won, he came across the line looking fresh, and the rest of us felt like we found death.
Hey, Rowan, you didn't ride in the road race to focus on this, so in hindsight, do you think that was the right decision?
Yeah, the Aussie team said it was probably not going to be the greatest thing for the preparation for the TT, and suggested that I'd either sit out and 100% commit to the time trial. And I think in the end, it was probably the smartest thing I could have done. You never know what could happen in a road race, 6 hours long, how taxing that could be as well. And you saw also that Wout Van Aert, who got second in the road race, didn't have a whole lot to give yesterday in the time trial.
You're allowed communication, is this right, during the race? So I imagine you go in with a plan, you're looking at other times. Can you talk us through what sort of communication that is? Is that just telling you about your splits and different things like that?
Yeah, so we got, in the time trial, we're allowed a radio, but obviously in the road race, we're not. So more or less, it's just cue words to sort of keep me switched on and focused, giving me updates on splits of other riders and where I am on the road compared to them. So, but in just ways that aren't, oh, you're losing. It's all very positive and few words to keep me switched on for the tasks that I have to do, where it is on the course and uphills, downhills. Technical stuff I don't need to be told too much because it wasn't overly technical, but if it was a technical course, that comes into play as well.
At which stage of the race, Ron, did you think that you were a medal chance?
About 10K to go. I was told it was all pretty close. I thought it was still close for gold, but it wasn't. At about 10K to go, I heard 7 1/2 seconds. And I thought, well, a medal would be amazing. So I've got to give everything I've possibly got. And that, I think that's where it was made. I think I was down by 7 seconds on third and ended up getting that back in that little period. So I think, the little cue of
like this is still real. You can still get a medal was a key thing in me getting it.
Before you hopped on the bike yesterday, there were three gold medals that had already been won, a couple of bronze. How inspirational is that for you as a fellow Australian athlete?
It's pretty good. Like, I see Jess Fox, obviously, she had not a bad final, but it was just a bit of a mishap, and my wife was telling me about how it could have been quite easily another gold as well, and how well Australia is going is amazing. So it is inspirational. It does give you a bit of a kick that you could be a part of that little, very small group of people in the world or Australia that have got a gold medal. But at the same time, any medal at Olympics is quite special as well. So I obviously would have loved to get the gold, but I just wasn't, my body and everything wasn't up to it compared to the guys in front of me yesterday.
I've been told that you're a very superstitious rider. What are your superstitions?
No superstitions. I've just got some OCD stuff that I...
What do you go through? What's your checklist?
I literally do most things in life in multiples of five, and I don't switch a light on and off five times, but I'll do pedal strokes in five. I'll be counting my pedal strokes pretty well the whole ride. It's something that I think just switches my brain off from thinking about the pain, and it's just a distraction more than anything, but it's become more of a OCD thing away from the bike now as well, which is a little bit worrying.
it's serving you pretty well from a professional point of view, and we're really proud of you, mate. I know it's been a busy morning. You've had a lot of media commitments, and we appreciate you finding a couple of minutes for us. The whole of Australia applauds you this morning. Well done.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for that. Yep.
Thanks, Ron.
With us for Tyre Power. Get a grip on tyre safety. Book your 5-minute tyre safety check at Tyre Power now. Oh, I'm feeling all Olympic-y.
What?
I'm feeling all Olympic-y.
You got the five-ring fever. That's what you've got.
Yeah, you said this to me. You said that when the Olympics start, that the footy, it doesn't take a back step because it's always going to be front of mind, and that's the area we work in. But it is. I mean, your attention and mind goes, you know, there's going to be big events today. It's on a daily basis. I mean, we haven't even spoken about the fact the Saints, and we'll do this tomorrow because they play tomorrow night, but they've got four big ins. Hunter Clark, Rowan Marshall, Jack Higgins and Tommy Highmore come back in for a really important game. So I'll spend a lot of time on that tomorrow, St Kilda and Carlton on Friday night.
Yeah, it's okay to put it on the back burner occasionally.
No, I'm absolutely fine.
When there's
fine.
Massive things like this happening around the country.
Absolutely fine with it. Well done to all our production team for their gets today. They've all been great. The interviews have been sensational.